I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have reached the final show of the work week, and that is about the best news that I think I could possibly have. My goodness, what a week. I'm sure many of you feel the exact same way. And I've said this over and over again. And I even told my boss on Thursday evening when I spoke to him, it seems like the second you get comfortable, well, comfortable is the wrong word. That's way too strong of a word to describe what's happening right now. The second you find footing, so you think you've stepped on some solid ground, you found a spot where you can stand for a moment, then all of a sudden everything changes again. And that solid ground becomes quicksand, and you've got to scramble and start all over again and come up with a new plan. It's been like that all week long, and I know for many of you it's the exact same thing. You know, we're in the radio and media and entertainment industry, but every single industry affected by what's happening in our country right now. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful that as I'm going through a day at a time, a radio show at a time, that we have managed to get through almost yet another week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all of your tweets and your Facebook messages. I just happened to notice the number of people that have found us on Facebook and have liked or followed the page. Only in the last couple of weeks, we've seen over 1,000 new people on the page who've decided to like it and follow it. And that's indicative of what's happening right now on our social media. We just have a lot of you who are tuning in and answering our serious questions as well as our goofy questions and playing along with your final four categories and just whatever we throw out there. You guys are you're listening and you're giving it back to us, and we appreciate the support. You can always find us on our Facebook page, even when we're not on the air. And then Twitter is A-Law Radio. And of course, we'll have your last final four category of the week, as we've been doing this all week. I don't know. I mean, well, now it's producer Chris back in studio, so he gets the honor of choosing tonight's category once I throw them out there. But it's going to be tough to top what you guys have done the last few days. We've gone breakfast foods. We've gone your final four sports upsets of all time. We've gone with your final four zoo animals. So it's going to take some kind of a doozy category. I'm not sure I can do it. We'll see whether or not I have enough creativity in my mind to come up with two, and Chris gets to pick one. But we'll do that to wrap the show. We've also got a really interesting conversation with a woman who's important for the draft process, but maybe not the angle you would think of. So a brand new angle as a bunch of college students or former college students prepare for the NFL draft as it gets closer. In fact, in this time in 3 weeks, we will be in the throes of the NFL draft, not quite halfway through, maybe about halfway through. And so the angle that we were presented with earlier this week as a guest is actually something that I hadn't really thought of, but it's unique and it's necessary. So we'll look at the draft through a different lens on this show. Also want to make this a first responder Friday. I know it's not quite Friday for all of us. In fact, it's still essentially my Thursday as well. But as we head into our final day of the work week and we have our final show here, I want to make this a First Responder Friday because I love alliteration. And so whether you would like to call and thank a first responder, and by first responder, yes, of course, law enforcement and fire. They're on the front lines and many of them are getting sick or are putting themselves in harm's way. But I also mean, whoops, I just smacked the microphone while I'm talking with my hands. Sorry about that. I also mean medical personnel, whether you have a doctor in your family, whether you have a nurse in your family, whether you have someone who works at a hospital or a healthcare facility in a different capacity, whether it's someone who cleans these facilities. My goodness, have we ever thought more about the people who are doing the cleaning behind the scenes? Whatever it is, if there is a first responder and someone who's on the front lines of this battle against COVID-19 that you would like to highlight, I would love to hear from you. So you can send us the tweets. Dave will put up a spot on our Twitter and our Facebook. You can send us your tweets and we'll retweet them, or you can put them on our Facebook page and we will, we'll let you read that whole thread and we'll pick some out. And then you can also call if you have a special story, something that you want to tell us. It's been really, really cool. And so as we start the show with good news, as I try, one of the things that I have enjoyed seeing, whether it's with YouTube videos, whether it's, seeing the videos or the photos on Twitter or on Facebook, it's been pretty awesome to see the way that groups of people have shown up at hospitals or have shown up at medical clinics, have parked outside, have clapped for them, have, you know, turned on their headlights, obviously practicing their safe social distance, but just given doctors and nurses and other medical personnel a standing ovation, so to speak. There was one video that I saw on Thursday that actually was from New York City where it was the FDNY firefighters. I mean, think how many times they are the ones who are worthy of the thank yous and the ovations. And they were all gathered outside a New York hospital and they were clapping and they were thanking and they were cheering for doctors and nurses, some of whom, you know, they're wearing their masks and their protective gear and they're standing outside the door of the hospital and saying thank you. I mean, it was really overwhelming to see. I mean, I cry at the drop of a hat, so I got teary just watching it. And even going to these places and standing outside and cheering lifts their spirits and encourages them, no doubt. And I feel like there are many stories or even names that we could highlight, that we could share. Let's be honest, we don't have anything that pressing going on in the world of sports that we really need to talk about it. And the more we go through the month of April, the more that's going to be the case. So to me, this is something we can do that can encourage and that can lift spirits. And just so you know, if you send the name of a first responder, maybe it's a mom or a dad or a husband or a wife, maybe it's, you know, someone that you know in your neighborhood, maybe it's a person that you're familiar with who's actually going to another part of the country to serve, to do emergency medical relief and medical help, whatever the case is, if you send us a name and send us the location, it's not that I don't mind just reading flat out names, but it's more effective if you tell us where this person is. You don't have to give us the person's address. Please don't do that. But if you send us, hey, my mom is such and such and she's working here and this, you know, in this city, that's really cool because then we can share that. And because we update our podcast every weekday morning, you can then turn around and find that portion of the podcast and share it with your loved one or your friend or your neighbor. And they can know then that they were honored in a very small way on our national radio show. So you want to find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, and then on our Facebook page. And I want to make this a First Responder Friday. So use your hashtag First Responder Friday. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, you can contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. It was a tough day in our industry. For those of you who follow the news, and I know some of you do, not everybody does. I wouldn't expect that many of you listening would be paying any more attention to the radio and TV and media industry. But we, as a company, Entercom is the name of our parent company. We, as a company, saw people laid off. We are now seeing people furloughed, their hours taken away. And in many cases, you have thousands of employees who are being asked to take pay cuts. And I know that this is not a unique story. I'm not in any way saying that it's unique to our business, but it definitely is a trickle down effect. So the entertainment that you know and love, whether it's a TV show that you watch, whether it's a radio show that you listen to, we do appreciate that you listen to our radio shows. Whatever the case is, we are dependent upon companies from every walk of life to buy advertising. I mean, you know, you watch a TV show and there are commercials, which, side note, isn't it weird right now to see commercials that maybe a month or 6 weeks ago you wouldn't have blinked an eyelash at? And now you look at them and you think, yeah, that's so not appropriate for right now. Not that it's offensive, but just, I don't know, a travel company who's offering this incredible cruise. I saw one of those this week and I thought, what? I get it. It's part of the package and it's already out there. You've already paid for it, but how many people actually are thinking about going on a cruise right now? It seemed so out of place and weirdly inappropriate. Again, not offensive, just odd. So anyway, we as media companies are dependent upon advertising dollars. That's where the revenue comes from. Part of it, not all of it, but that's where a good portion of the revenue comes from. And as other companies and other businesses and other industries around the United States are also going through a downturn and are also laying off people and are also tightening their budgets or cutting expenses wherever they can, one of the first places that gets cut is their advertising budget. They don't need to advertise right now. All the essential businesses that are open, well, everybody knows what they are and where they are and how to find them. And so our advertising dollars, and again, not just Entercom, this is every media company out there, our advertising dollars are shrinking and are taking a major hit. And that means, of course, that the amount of revenue that's coming in is dwindling, which means then the company has to cut, whether it's cut expenses, whether it's cut personnel. But the quickest way to balance a budget is to cut the heftiest expenses. Now, you could nickel and dime a bunch of other expenses, which every business goes through when they redo their budgets every year, unless it's been a banner year. And I know the economy was doing really well just a few months ago, but you know, we've gone through periods, at least over the course of my career, where various companies will tighten the belt and will nickel and dime. So, okay, we're not going to pay for this cable package, or okay, we're not going to send you to this particular location. But when you need to cut major six columns or more worth of expenses, I should say six figures or more worth of expenses for each station or for each market or, you know, for each day part, whatever it is, the easiest way to do that, and by easy, I don't mean it's easy to lay people off, but the quickest way to get to that point is to cut people's salaries. And so it was a tough day in our business, and I know it's been a tough week. I've seen friends of mine, colleagues, coworkers from previous networks and other, you know, other stops along my career. People are losing jobs, and it's hard. And I know most of Americans can identify with that. Maybe the media is getting hit later, a couple of weeks later than a lot of other industries, but the media is also feeling it. And so we've got friends, Chris and Dave and I have friends who are losing jobs. We have friends who are being furloughed, who are losing their sources of income. And we definitely feel it the way that you do. So it was a tough day. At the same time, we're blessed to have a boss who is doing everything he can to avoid the worst, everything he can to avoid, you know, mass casualties, mass slashing of expenses. And I'm really grateful for his leadership. And and so it's been really good to reach out to people that I work with or that I have worked with and to hear from them as well. You know, it dawned on me as I was I was a couple hours ago just thinking about the show and how we can start the show with good news. I thought, here's some good news. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Do you know where we would be right now? Actually, I would be nowhere. I would be absolutely nowhere. Many of us would be absolutely nowhere if Alexander Graham Bell had not had his incredible invention. Because if not for the telephone keeping me connected, I definitely wouldn't be surviving what we're going through right now. Not to mention, well, I don't. We know that Al Gore invented the internet, so I guess he deserves a thank you as well. But where would we be? The phone was really the precursor to all of this connectivity. And so, yeah, thankfully, if you want to know a little more about Alexander Graham Bell, the man to whom I'm extremely grateful tonight, a Scottish-born inventor, very handsome man, actually, if you Google him, yeah, he's a good-looking man, scientist and engineer. Who is credited with inventing and patenting. So he didn't just invent it, but he was smart enough to get a patent on it. The first, I love how they put this, practical telephone. The first working telephone. Chris, take a wild guess when that was. This is really about your knowledge of history. When did Alexander Graham Bell invent the first working telephone?
1921.
Oh my gosh, we had telephones before that, you goofball.
I don't know.
1921? You really think we didn't have telephones before the 1920s?
I don't know. Not my area of expertise. Clearly.
I know. Well, I mean, this is Chris, who thinks that all of the world's problems could be solved with cell phones. Let's see. The first working telephone was actually 1876. So they had it in Victorian England that, you know, they went back to the UK, and he founded the Bell Telephone Company in 1877. So it's kind of fun to now, as I read period literature, to read some fiction and some stories where they're just getting their first telephone in house. Anyway, so thank you to Alexander Graham Bell for inventing this contraption that I could not live without. And I suspect that's probably the case for many of you. All right. Speaking of telephones, we have our same toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Again, toll free to reach us at our CBS Sports Radio studios. And we're asking you to send us the names and maybe the names as well as the location or the hospital or, you know, anything that you think would be fun to identify for someone in your life who is working hard right now on the front lines. This is a great example. Jeff says to my future son-in-law, Nate, who's been working tireless hours at the lab at Fairview Hospital Cleveland Clinic, I forgive you for being a Steelers fan. He's on the front lines of this mess. God bless him and protect him. I love you, Nate. That is perfect, Jeff. Thank you so much for sending that. You're a guinea pig. You're first one on Twitter. And again, Dave is going to retweet these from our show account, After Hours CBS, but you can also find us on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Do you know a first responder? Do you have a first responder in your family or in your group of friends, maybe your neighborhood? And by first responder, I mean anybody who's on the front lines of this disaster that we're fighting, this virus that we're fighting, this pandemic, somebody who is putting him or herself out there all the time. And that could be National Guard. There have been National Guard troops who are deployed. It could be doctors, nurses. It could be hospital personnel, administrators, the people who clean the hospitals and the medical facilities, because we've never needed them more than we do right now. Certainly law enforcement. We would love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And Dave, who is tonight manning our social media, Chris is at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. Dave is going to retweet, and then Chris is taking your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line at CBS Sports Radio, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. John is listening in Massachusetts. John, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy. Nice talking with you.
Thank you.
Driving home, actually listen to you all the time. I'm actually a registered nurse, and I appreciate what you're doing today and how you're actually reaching out more for the people in the hospital that are cleaning the hospital, because when people walk through, they always look down upon them, it seems. But, like, as you said today, it's a big necessity and a need that we need for them to do a great job to keep us safe as well.
We do. In fact, without them, we would all be getting a lot sicker. They're the ones who are in there making sure that everything is sterilized and clean for the next patient.
Yeah, I agree with you greatly on that part. I mean, I have people that work with us all the time that it's not a great paying job, but it's a job that they can help with their families, and I'm happy to see that they can keep their families going too with it.
Mm. So where do you work, sir?
I work in Worcester, Mass. At UMass Hospital, and a registered nurse for a step-down psych ward unit. So I work with a lot of locked-up kids that are actually trying to get back out in society.
Good, good. Well, you're definitely on the front lines, too. Thank you for your help and for your service, and I hope that you stay safe, John.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any way that you are on the front lines, we would like to hear from you. If it's someone that you would like to thank or honor or acknowledge on our Facebook page, Warren says, my aunt, Mary Carol Riggs, is a first responder at ORH Medical Center in Odessa, Texas. Also, my sister, Tammy Flowers Miller, is an RN at a senior citizen home in Midland, Texas. Gosh, I'm glad you brought that up, Warren. And thank you to Mary Carol and to Tammy. I spoke to my Grammy on Thursday evening, and she's so funny. I spoke to her because my mom and I sent her birthday gifts. So her 98th birthday is Monday. My mom and I sent birthday gifts directly to her. So we sent her a book series that my mom and I are reading. Well, mom's already read it. I'm reading it right now. It's 3 books. It's really good. It's historical fiction. It's the kind of stuff that my Grammy would love. So I sent her these books, but because I sent them on Amazon, I can't control which one gets there first. So there are 3 books. Numbers 1 and 3 arrived yesterday, and she, of course, started reading number 3. She didn't look or didn't realize that they were a series, I guess. And so she started reading number 3 first. And I was like, no, Grandma, you have to you have to put that one down and start reading number 1. She was like, well, there's so many characters. I'm like, I know, you have to go back and start at the beginning. Anyway, she promised that she would do that. But I, of course, I'm checking on her every couple of days because she cannot leave her room. And I said to her, you know, how are you doing? She said, good. You know, they're bringing her meals, and I asked her if they were covering her meals, and she said, yes, it's like if you would go get takeout, you know, the meals are all covered. And, they come and clean her room. Thankfully, they change her sheets for her. You know, once a week they mop and they dust and they mop and they clean the bathroom and the kitchen for her. And so I said, okay. And, you know, who are you seeing this week? And she said, well, my favorite worker was here today. She's so kind. She always helps with everything I need. She said her name is Linda. Yep. And so I just am so grateful that my Grammy Helen has Linda to help her as she goes through a time where she's not seeing anyone from her family. The only people she's seeing are the workers who are coming to bring her meals and to check her blood and to, you know, to make sure that she is safe and to clean her apartment. So I'm very grateful to those people who are taking care of my Grammy Helen. Chris on Facebook says, I'd like to acknowledge my daughter, Ashley, who is working tirelessly as an RN in Burlington, Vermont. Absolutely, Ashley. Thank you for the time that you are spending out there taking care of people who are vulnerable and right now are fighting this virus. Albert on Facebook says, don't forget us truckers, please. Well, no one's forgotten you. In fact, I do not forget you because at night I hear from those of you who are driving semis to deliver supplies, not to mention when I am commuting to and from the office or when I drive long distance overnight, I am always, always surrounded by trucks. So it's kind of funny when people mean it as an insult and say to me, oh yeah, you do a show that only truckers listen to. And this is not me putting down truckers. Okay. So please do not take it that way, but that's an insult that I'll hear. Oh yeah, your show is for truckers. I always say, do you know how many trucks are out there on the highways at night? It's an army. There are thousands. Let's just say for the sake of argument, and it's not true because people work overnight and obviously we have different time zones, second shift, third shift. You know, people just are night owls. We have the morning show crew. So it's not true. That's a stereotype that's not true. But even if after hours only had truck drivers listening, we would still have a massive audience. You guys are on the road all the time, and we're thankful that you take us along with you. So I'm pleased to have you. And right now, of course, getting where you need to be and delivering everything that you deliver, from paper goods to food to medical supplies, you guys are a necessity. You're a necessary part of the supply chain. So thank you, and definitely be safe. We will get to more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. We had to bid farewell to a familiar baseball play-by-play voice on Thursday. So we want to remember him. It's a first responder Friday, or it will be when we get there. When we get to Friday, it'll be a first responder Friday. And also the NFL's doctor is trying to clarify the league's position on when football will return en masse, even though it really hasn't slowed down a whole lot yet, has it? Thanks again for joining us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And the 2-2 once again from Norris, swinging a high fly ball down the right field line. The Merritt on the run at the track. He's at the wall. Opposite field home run for Jose Abreu, and he indeed puts us up 1-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The distinctive voice of Ed Farmer, longtime play-by-play announcer for the Chicago White Sox radio network, and unfortunately he passed away on Thursday. Now, he did not pass away from the coronavirus, and I'm sure many people thought that initially. He has long had a kidney disease. It's actually hereditary. His mom died of it when she was in her late 30s, and I'd read an article where he talked about that he knew pretty early on in life that this disease that he had that causes cysts to grow around your kidneys and kind of chokes them from doing their job. He knew that it was terminal early in his life, and yet he lived to be 70 years old. So while his family hasn't revealed exactly what it is that that brought him to the end of his life, they just would say that it was complications with a previous illness. And so, again, he knew, but he lived until 70 years old. He was a big leaguer for 11 years. In fact, played for his beloved Chicago White Sox. And every time I would speak with Ed Farmer on the show, and a few times we did shows from AM 670 The Score in Chicago, and Ed was gracious enough to join us, he was so full of compassion for his beloved Chicago as well as the White Sox. I mean, you would think the White Sox were the best team in the major leagues when you talked to Ed Farmer or heard him talk about the team. He had the perfect job, nearly 30 years. He was the radio, well, he was a radio voice. He started out as a color commentator and then moved to play-by-play. And, of course, there are many other colorful personalities that work in the Chicago market, whether it be on the south side or the north side. Hawk Harrelson, certainly known for his work on radio and TV with the White Sox. And he was reflecting on Ed Farmer on Thursday.
When I was not doing a game or whatever, I used to listen to he and DJ, and I just had a ball. You know, the secret to broadcasting and the longevity of a broadcaster is not doing, Jeff, as you know, it's not doing a 1-0, 3-2, 4-3 ball game, a very exciting game. The secret to broadcasting is when you got a 13-1 game or a 9-0 game, and to make it interesting for the fans. I mean, what he was really was, he was a play-by-play guy. They say Vin Scully was a play-by-play guy who told stories. Well, Farmer was a storyteller who did play-by-play, you know, and he could take a a 13-1 game and turn it into something very interesting to listen to.
Hawk Harrelson, who worked alongside Ed Farmer and others for the White Sox TV and radio, he retired not that long ago. But yeah, it's all about storytelling, and Farmer was great at it. I once heard, I don't remember where I got this stat from, but it was early in my career. I once heard that in a 3-hour baseball game, actual play-by-play is 6.5 minutes, meaning the ball being in play, the field, the fielder making the play, throwing the ball across the diamond, or the ball getting hit out of the park. The majority, and I mean the vast majority of a baseball game is storytelling. And that's why guys like Vin Scully were so good at it, as Harrelson mentioned. But Farmer, too, he had an easy way about him. And I know for many of us, this is the case for me, baseball play-by-play on the radio is the soundtrack of summer. That's what I enjoy listening to. It's not that I dislike watching the games on TV, but I prefer to take the games with me when I go. And I love listening to baseball play-by-play. And the men who do it well, the ones who can weave baseball play-by-play in with their storytelling, are the ones that really become a part of your fandom, so to speak. So I'm sorry to hear about Ed Farmer, but I really did enjoy reading and hearing the tributes for people who knew him even better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Do you have a first responder, a member of the medical community who's working tirelessly right now that you would like to honor and to highlight? We would like to hear from you on Twitter, ALAW Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. CBS, excuse me. And Dave is retweeting those and also checking out the posts on Facebook and giving them thumbs up. So make sure you read about some of the other first responders from around the country. And we're going to talk to Matt now in Ohio. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, so first of all, I just want to say from all the steel workers in Ohio, we're still working very hard as well, but we listen to your show because I work third shift. So when it comes on, we tune it on and we play it throughout the factory, and everybody really gets a kick out of it. So
what part of Ohio?
Dayton, specifically northern Dayton, Tip City, Piqua, Troy area.
Got it. So I don't know if you know this. Maybe you do because you listen. But my mom's whole side of the family's from Northeast Ohio, so the Youngstown area, other part, of course, but still, it's the great Buckeye State.
Yes, ma'am. We know Youngstown very well.
Okay.
Had a lot of people from there. They're all pretty friendly, so.
It's good.
But I wanted to honor my buddy. He is 101st Airborne down in Texas, and the base where he is stationed, they've turned it into a field hospital.
Wow.
And he's not a medic by any means necessary, but him and his battalion and everybody that's down there is really pitching in and, you know, changing sheets and cleaning up and doing what they can to help while they're down there. So very selfless work. And, there's a lot going on in the military that really helps, that a lot of people don't see. You know, they're on the front lines too, not just overseas, but here helping everybody get through this whole crisis. And my buddy is one of them. His name is Alan, and I can't be more proud of them. So
awesome. Well, thank you for telling us that. And you're right. There have been bases around the country turned into hospitals, and they're throwing up tents. And as you talk about, they're putting beds out and they're inviting medical personnel onto the bases. And so, yeah, they're sharing their space too, but that's obviously really important. So that's great. Thank you to Alan and Matt. Thank you for calling to tell us about them.
You're welcome. Thank you.
855-212-4227. Let's talk to Bruce, who's in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Yes, this is Bruce Bell. Thank God you took my call. I appreciate your positive humor. I listen to you often in the early morning hours.
Awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to some of my family members that are involved in first responders work.
Okay.
All right, Anna Singh Peel is my daughter. She works as an ER nurse at Innova Emergency Room Hospital in Sterling, Virginia. Her husband, Trevin, is an EMT specialist. He's a career firefighter. He's with the Cascades Fire Department, Sterling, Virginia. My daughter-in-law, Lindsay Bell, is a nurse care practitioner at the Lansdowne Hospital, Lansdowne, Virginia.
Wow.
And then I have one more, a daughter. She's my she's my third born daughter. She's 21. Yeah, she's third born, and she's Rebecca, and she's 21. She's at Liberty University. She has one more year of nursing, so she's studying to be in. So I have quite a few.
You do.
And I just want to especially thank the Lord for Anna. She's my oldest daughter. She's first born daughter. She helped to save Sarah, who's my youngest daughter. She's now 17, when she was almost drowning at Ocean City, Maryland. So I just thank the Lord for Anna, and I just thank you for your program. Keep up the good work. You're doing great.
Thank you, sir. And sounds like you've raised a pretty incredible group of daughters there, so that's awesome.
It's special.
Good.
And I live in Washington, D.C., so we have a lot of activity around here.
Sure.
And God has really been good to me to give me a wonderful family. Even one of my nurse care practitioners, she's actually my daughter-in-law. So we have a lot of nurses and medical people in my family, and it's just great to have them. Keep up the good work.
Bruce, I imagine that can be a little bit stressful, though, because they're all out there on the front line. So it's good that you're proud of them, and we're glad to hear about them. Thank you so much. Let's see. My brother is, so he mentioned Sterling, Virginia. Bruce, my brother is in, well, he's near Dulles Airport, so he's up in Northern Virginia, and that's where I was going to go for a couple of days over the weekend and next week, because both my nieces are celebrating birthdays next week. But because they're now getting set for the type of outbreak with the virus, the DC area, the DMV, they're getting set for it the way that New York City has kind of gone through it or is going through it. It's just safer to stay home, safer for them. I don't want anyone to be in danger. And they're all staying at home, working from home. My younger niece is going to school at home. And so that area is going to be desperate for more and more medical personnel to show up and to help. And so I appreciate that's a lot of people in one family. Bruce calling in from Virginia. Let's talk to Tommy, who's in Arizona. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Great show. Good to listen to you again.
Thank you.
I want to shout out to my friend Robert Holmes, who works for a company out of Chicago, and his job is to fly around and pick up trucks to the truckers that get sick.
Oh, gosh. So
what he does is he'll get on a plane, fly somewhere, pick up the truck, disinfect it, whatever needs to be done, then drive it back to Chicago, and he keeps doing that. But now he's home for 3 days, and I'm going to meet him for coffee here early on this morning and stuff. So, boy, I'm telling you, here in Arizona, we're down by the California-Arizona-Mexican border.
Okay.
And we're blessed to be the coronavirus has not gone crazy down here, but we're starting to feel that the governor is going to be shutting us down. We're on a pretty loose schedule right now, but we're going to be shut down here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably smart, since the virus doesn't know any state or county or local boundaries. So, yeah, it's hard, but I feel like the more that we get on board, the quicker we can get through this. But I'm glad you're not in an area where it's been particularly dangerous. Just make sure you're safe. And I didn't even think about a job like that. But, yeah, that job is really important as well. Tommy, thanks for calling up.
Thank you. Have a great day and love your show.
Thank you, sir. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's good to hear from many of you who are around the country. And we'll get to your final four category coming up next hour for sure. And then in our third hour of the show, we'll have a guest who kind of highlights a different area of the draft prep process that I really hadn't thought about until we were offered her as a guest. So anxious to hear what she has to say. Now, on our Facebook page, a bunch of you weighing in to honor people in your life who are on the front lines. James on Facebook says, thank you to my daughter, Jennifer. She's a physical therapist at UHC Hospital in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Let's see. Dwight, I want to shout out the team at Cleveland Clinic, J61 Cardio Step Down Unit. You guys are awesome. And then the 100 emoji, which I think is fitting. Let's see. There's a post on Facebook if you want to look for it. It's actually got some, I mean, I couldn't do such a great artistic job. It's got some faceless first responders, and you get to fill in their faces, I guess. Let's see. Don says, my great friend Kathleen is a nurse practitioner at Community Health Center Urgent Care in Arroyo Grande, California. Let's see. Jean says, listening from Missouri, my lovely, I get St. Francois County. I probably said that totally wrong. but he says, my lovely daughter-in-law, Cheryl, is a tireless RN at St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank God for nurses, for sure. Let's see. Darnell says, I have three good friends that are nurses. Heather in Indy, Terry in Shelbyville, Indiana, and Robin from Indy. He says, Robin tested positive for the virus. She's getting better at home, but I'd like to thank these guys for being on the front lines. And then he uses the hashtag. See, it works on Facebook too. First responders Friday. Brandon says, I'm a commercial janitorial business owner in the greater Phoenix area. I listen to your show every night while I work to keep essential businesses in the valley safe. Brandon, thank you. We really appreciate that work. And I don't know that we've ever appreciated people in the cleaning industry more than we do right now. That's our mistake. Let's see. Magnum on Facebook. I'm listening from Portland, Oregon, sending a shout out to my sister, Christina. She's a nurse in Meridian, Idaho. And then Mary Lou says, Craig in Dallas, Texas, a paramedic. Oh, and then one more. Davin says, Rachel in Mobile, Alabama, at Providence Hospital. So thank you. This is great. We want to highlight first responders of any and all kind, whether military, whether law enforcement, whether firefighters, EMT, those of you who know doctors and nurses and people working at medical facilities. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you so much for joining us on the show. We've got 1 hour down. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.